Right. There is day and night in astronomy, which is how we turn around ourselves or the sun. And then there are other more broader circles, cycles that we're also following, but day and night of the Creator, how do we examine that? How does that have to do with our day and night? Clearly, it has nothing to do with our world, because in our world, still forces are at work. However, the day and night of the Lord probably have to do with some states that a person can detect. To the extent that he identifies with the Creator and becomes closer to the Creator, then he feels, what is day and night for the Creator? What kind of changes of states are there? And do they happen with the Creator, or a person describes it this way? We're going to learn about all of this from the article. And, of course, it's important for us to feel, understand, detect, recognize, and integrate with the day and night of the Creator. And there cannot be a day without night, or vice versa. And when the Torah intends to communicate its message to the person, when it says day or night, it only refers to spiritual day and spiritual night relating to the Creator. And we have to learn how we integrate with that and how do we become part of that and begin to live according to spiritual day and night. And that's how we'll carry out our entire process of development and the eternal process of the eternal spiritual nature. So let's see what is the day and night of the Creator in man's work. How will one come to a state where the night shines as dark, the right? Let's continue.
We continue. Now we can interpret what is written, "Woe unto you, desire the day of the Lord." Why do you need the day of the Lord? It is darkness and not light.
Meaning, there are people who have no relation to day and night of the Creator, meaning the states that He defines as spiritual. And therefore, the Kabbalist is asking, why do you need that? You're not in that at all. You know, you have no desire or deficiency for it.
The thing is, that those who await the day of the Lord, it means that they are waiting to be imparted faith above reason.
Vessels of bestowal.
That faith will be so strong, as if they see with their eyes with certainty that it is so, that the Creator watches over the world in a manner of good and doing good.
We have to flow together with the author, with the composer. How he writes, I'm listening, as if on these, sailing on these waves. And what he says, goes in, it comes in. I listen, I integrate with it, I accept it, I format myself according to his mind, to his feeling, so that I see the world through his eyes. Kiev
1. This gap between laughter and necessity. If we're talking about the creator as a system of forces in nature, then on what kind of game is laughter mentioned?
The system of nature is a complete system. You cannot have something that is maybe this way or it's that way. And so we're in that system of nature. And when we operate, then according to our actions, we see our actions this way or that way. And we are as if allowed to make all kinds of mistakes, inaccuracies, in order to detect from this how much we identify with the Creator and how much we don't. And accordingly, we advance. So that we feel ourselves more and more how much we are matching it or not. There's no problem that the Creator gives a certain state and I exactly integrate with that state. And then He changes my state and I exactly fit myself to it. That's not a problem. That's one thing. The problem is seeing, recognizing according to my desire whether I want to be in that state and can I be in that state and can I move from the one state to another state. Meaning to have some ability of my own to change the state, to respond. That's the question. Because the system is an ideal system. However, it has to show me its corruptions, so to speak, in order to see how to correct it. The Creator made this corruption. He broke, He shattered the system of Adam HaRishon, He shattered us, He confused us completely, He tore apart all of those ideal connections between us. Why? In order for us to make the effort and try to connect between us against the shattering and thus see ourselves that we understand the system. Ah, this needs to be connected to that and that needs to be connected to that. Maybe this way, maybe that way. And so as we assemble together, we have to see how to best come together and be connected. And in this way, we achieve corrections. And thus recognize, acknowledge the Creator and understand the Creator, why He did this and not that. This is called, from your actions we know you. By the breakage He made, I make a correction and then I understand Him. And then I realize that the shattering and the flaws that He made was only for me to attain Him.
When the Creator plays with the whale, we, as a whale, what is the most important side we need to have?
Connect between us in love, above all the differences, all the crimes, all there is. Connection of love between us. USA Midwest.
Yes, Rob. Why is going above reason, or rather something that's against what my eyes see, why is that any less egoistic? I mean, I'm just accepting something, so why is it less egoistic than if I see it with my own eyes. In your eyes, to begin with, you see what's good for you, and you can't see anything else, because the will to receive comes first, and then your vision second. With the eyes that are above reason, you detach your will to receive, and then you try to see through the eyes of others. The others. Meaning what's good for the others, what's good for the friends, what's good for the Creator, through their eyes. And that's why it's no longer your vision, but it's what's called an objective vision. Focus group.
In the beginning of the article, he writes that the day of the Lord will be when his prayer is answered, he receives what he wants. And in the end, he writes, if they'll tell him this is his prophet, the day of the Lord, then he will say it's darkness.
That depends on what state he's in. What state he's in. That's why there's a question to begin with. Why do you need the day of the Lord? It's darkness and not light. If the day of the Lord comes to us, to our vessels of reception, that is, it is darkness. And if we rise above our vessels of reception to vessels of bestowal, then we attain light. But it's a different light already. It's a light of bestowal.
So what does it mean that he's answered and his prayer is accepted?
The prayer is accepted if he wants to attain the day of the Lord instead of the daylight of himself, his own day. All right? Jerusalem.
What is the work we should do in order to reach the day of the Lord?
To attain the vessel of bestowal.
What kind of work?
What kind of work to do? Through the friends. The integration with the friends that you are dissolving there, literally. You melt among the friends. That's the way to feel what's the vessel of bestowal. To at least be as an embryo. Tbilisi.
Hello, Rav. Do we need to reach in our intellect the fact that we're free from the will to receive?
We have to reach a state where we wish to rise above our will to receive. We want to see the world in a force of bestowal, not reception. We want to rise. Rise above, and that comes from exercise, through exercising.
Meaning, Baal Sulam doesn't say that we have to be within reason.
Above our mind, above our feeling, that is called above reason. Moscow 1.
Rav, you said that for men to rise above his will to receive, we need to see realistically at the friends, through the eyes of the friend. What does it mean?
It doesn't matter what the friends have. Rather, if I try to see through them the reality, through how they see it. By that I get used to coming out of myself and rising above myself. And that's how I come closer to the force of bestowal above the force.
During the lesson, faith above reason.
Clearly, this is the most important work, which is not for everyone, only for the workers of the Creator, only for those who belong to the Rosh of the general Patsuf of Adam HaRishon. They have to be in faith above reason. That's considered the Rosh of the Patsuf. And the rest of the people who don't necessarily belong to that, they will be nourished by them and with the connection to the Kree, want to yearn for and achieve connection with the Creator. So for us, the vessel of faith is important. So let's see how to Hello, Rav. How to grab hold of the help the Creator gives?
To ask, constantly be in this plea to the Creator. What exactly to ask for? Anything. Doesn't matter what. Like a baby. I want this, and I want that, and this, and that. In addition to sitting on your hand, he says he wants this, and this, and that, and go there, and give me that. That's how it is. Constantly demanding. But gradually, in addition to grabbing hold of the Creator and demand, try to sort your demands.
Can I continue? After you make a demand, the Creator typically does answer, but I somehow miss the help. I can't grab it.
Continue demanding. Next time, you won't miss it.
PT2. What's the difference between the joy from the vessels of bestowal and joy from the vessels of reception? From the vessels of reception, it's quite clear, but how can you feel or discern joy from the vessels of bestowal? How do you feel it?
It is felt in vessels of the connection with the other. There are no vessels of bestowal in me. If I connect with the other, if I gave him a gift, then I feel joy in it. Since I'm connected to him, and I feel the fulfillment as a result of the what I gave him. And there is joy in me, and it's felt in the vessel of bestowal.
Can we feel that in the 10?
And try, of course.
Вы сказали, что Нуква принимает власть мужчины на себя. Вот Нуква в нашем случае это наша.
You said that the Nukva receives the rule of the man over her. In our case, how can we come to that common desire?
Try to connect together in one direction, in one desire, in one goal, as much as it can be. Somehow there will be a common portion, common part.
Can I ask another question? What does it mean that our common desire takes on the rule of the man, of the Creator?
The fact that you wish to overcome the gaps between you means that you are acting as men, as a giver. Over what? Over the will to receive, of each one that wants to get something out of it. This is ruling over the woman part.
A question from Shlomi, he can't ask on his own there from his studio. So it says that everything starts from wholeness, and we learn that we start from deficiency. How can it be that the spiritual process starts from wholeness?
Mm-hmm. You need to start from a state of wholeness. I'm now in wholeness. That's the zero point. Creator created me, arranged me in wholeness. Now, what do I see before me? A group, connection, that I have to perform between us in order to bestow contentment to the Creator, connection with the Creator in order to truly bestow to His Kli. Always walk on wholeness, on the right line, and on the left to be only a half an hour a day.
So on top of that wholeness, all of the redness becomes clear, clarified, and what he wrote there?
Yeah, everything in wholeness. And even if you're wrong and it's incorrect, be in wholeness. You can say, but it's not serious, it's not real. There's no real or unreal. You are close to the Creator, nevertheless.
How can we in the 10 help each other keep stabilizing that?
When you hold on to one another, support one another, be in gladness and wholeness, you're under the control of the Creator. There's no one else besides Him, and ultimately He dictates all the states. And after all your philosophizing and your ruminations, you say, this is the Creator, and that's why I'm in wholeness, you're correct.
Thank you, Rav. I wanted to ask whether it's worthy to work in simulating the right, corrected state to create it, meaning before we work against the body and against the desire.
That's how you should build the 10. That's why we have this imagination called this world taking place in our imagination, in our heads, like as if in a dream. And we need to put together the connection between us as if we are in the spiritual world, in a spiritual state. Like kids who play certain games as if they are grown-ups. Similarly, in the relationship between us in the 10, we need to act as if we are in the upper world. And that we are preparing ourselves for the Creator to be revealed between us.
Why is it easier for us to connect to the left, to the negative, to that?
Because the will to receive likes it when you curse the Creator and you connect to the left and you're unhappy about life and you have someone to curse and to blame. It's the Creator who does everything. Yeah, typically one who follows his ego behaves in this way. It's everyone, really, but you have to come out of it as quickly as possible. Hebrew 10.
Rav, how do we subjugate the body, and how can the 10 help the person do that?
Only when you are integrated in the friends. You're not working as the body. This is doomed to fail in advance. You are integrated in the friends, with the friends, whatever they want, whatever they do, you are included among them as a little one who wishes to be like them, and that's it. Why? There's no why. Because. And you'll see how the Creator who arranges all those things is bringing you forward.
Now, from the direction of the 10, how does the 10 help the person reach that?
A 10 should give a good example to everyone. And if there's a person who, for whom it's difficult, it needs to give him additional examples, additional special forms of attitude.
Seems that to play with wholeness is a key in spiritual development.
Right, but don't get into Hasidism from that.
The moment we try to play the wholeness and greatness in the ten, we feel it gives a lot of power to the friends. Sometimes there are states when the friend cannot act and he falls into a certain state. How should the ten relate to it?
Only to help.
The question is whether it's in doing sometimes little actions that the friend is not doing because he doesn't see the importance now, and these things are places where you can play.
Do various actions, various forms, set various examples before him. Mac VG2.
Rav, basically you answered what I wanted to ask. I wanted to ask about how to subjugate the body, how to come to that deficiency.
Try to subjugate oneself in practice before the...
You mentioned now that it's important in the work in the ten not to fall into Hasidism. What does that mean?
I take everything as perfect, as good, since it's coming from the Creator, and the Creator is good, so nothing bad can come to him. This is called Hasidism. Without a critical line, without a left.
Sorry, to continue on the game, the acting, what's the advice to keep this way of playing like a child that's playing on the path, that will have this joy to relate to this business as a game like the Creator does?
And the scrutiny in between you and mutual support. You're looking for tricks. I'm telling you, this is work that you have to do with a group. Tbilisi.
Спасибо, Раву. Когда человек ощущает, что Творец 24 часа заботится для его развития, в этом случае надо просить или обнулить.
When a person feels that the Creator cares for him 24 hours a day, does a person need to ask to nullify himself?
You have to constantly be in request or gratitude as much as possible. In gratitude, 23 hours, and an hour or half an hour in request, with criticism. More correctly, criticism. PT 25.
With regards to criticism, Rav, can I criticize a friend in the 10? And if so, with regards to what?
I don't know with regards to what. Regarding spiritual matters. As much he reacts to what you ask of him, the connection and so on, so forth. Check and see. Azerbaijan.
Раф, очень боюсь не по теме попасть. У нас сейчас двое товарищей таких очень опытных, но и те, кто изначально в группе были, буксуют.
I'm afraid to ask, not according to the topic. We have two very experienced friends, long time in the group, and they have some feud between them, or they're not in the lesson, and we feel pain that they're not there. It's as if the ego put such a wall between us. What what to do.
There's nothing to do. As Baal Sulam writes, they fall and many more will fall along the way, and in the end of correction everyone will wake up. But in truth you have to hold them and as much as possible advance everyone until we all will all reach the correction.
There's this issue here. Do we need to hold on to them to the very end and not to give up and just to move the focus to those that are in a tough state?
You can try. See how much it helps. At least you can treat it as an experiment.
Raf, in a corporeal world, envy creates hate. In a spiritual development, envy is a vehicle or it creates love. How do we convert this from a corporeal hate to spiritual love in envy?
Only through our effort, the connection between us, by drawing the reforming light. I'm not going to tell you anything new here. If you hold it as a goal, where this is what you want to do, then this is what will happen.
Why does the Creator want us to ask Him to give His greatness? Why does the Creator want us to ask Him? Why we cannot build this together in the ten?
We can build everything in the ten if we knew what to build and if we had the strength to build. So, what we need is a plan. We need the components of the plan, the subject itself, and then we would know how to put it together, if we know. But we don't know anything, we've got nothing, we don't understand anything, we are in opposite qualities. And specifically like that, as the advantage of the light from within the darkness, we advance. And each time we make mistakes and mistakes and mistakes, and we correct ourselves again and again and again. How many times we do things and it doesn't work out, nothing works out, until we understand that our activities have to be activities of connection, and connection is between us from heart to heart, and this is how we advance. It's a very long way, but an interesting one. When a person begins to enter into it, like we are now, it's very interesting and it's practical. It's not just the way we lived thousands of years without knowing where we are and why we exist. Yes, Niv.
On one side, the Kabbalists advise us to be constantly in a plea for the Creator, but they also warn us not to ask for ourselves, or only ask for things that are about spirituality and the Ten. On the other hand, they say pray for everything. How to set this contradiction straight?
If we want to somehow come to the form of bestowal, even if we're lying to ourselves, we still have to ask the Creator for strength and see in Him the promise that we would achieve anything. And the more and the cleaner our requests, to what extent are our requests clean? As much as we can. It's like a little child. He keeps asking for things, and we don't give it to him. We confuse him. He wants this. He can't have it. It's forbidden for him. So we begin to play with him in something with something else, and he forgets. We are the same.
I don't understand. We need to ask for things. Let's say we asked about asking for corporeal.
If you do it from within the ten, your requests are usually correct, accepted, good, in the right direction, and perhaps the requests themselves are not that correct because you're all still in your will to receive. But nonetheless, the request is a request. It's a common request. You're crying, you want, you're like a little child. So you give him something. So it's not given exactly what he asked for, but something else, close to it. That's how we advance.
So should I limit my requests that it's only from the 10 and if it's mutual?
Yes. Yeah.
And before that, not to ask, not to pray?
Before that, it depends what request. If it's a request to have the aim to bestow, like we just read now, then yes.
So what's the advice? To ask for everything in every moment, even corporeality, even to have a bicycle?
Because you have connection with the Creator. But by this, you'll become just a regular religious person, and there's nothing there, nothing to it. You will think you're connected to the Creator, and you have higher guidance or providence over all those things, and you are in touch with Him. But what for?
So, bottom line, what should I do? Ask for everything, or only for spirituality, or to ask from myself, or only from the ten?
Out of everything, connect to the ten. And from the ten, connect to spirituality.
And before that, not to ask?
Before that, treat it as preparation.
What does it mean, preparation?
So you know where you are, and that thing is still incomplete. But you don't stop it. You don't stop it.
What do you mean, I don't stop? I keep asking?
Yeah. Even though I know that it's not good, it's not this, it's not that, I ask because I have nowhere else to ask and receive, but only from the Creator. And my request is still tainted, but I have to be in it, because in the meantime, I'm strengthening my connection with the Creator.
Rav, compared to all the people in the world, we are all also a small number of people with a point in the heart. What does it mean that there must be a full number? Like you said, 600,000 is a full number. What does it mean? When can we strive to Lishma?
600,000 is not a number. It's a concept. 600,000, it is the six bottom sefirot of Zeranpin. And not the number 600,000 where you count them one by one. So it's a concept. This is number one. It's a concept called 600,000. It's not a matter of quantity. But why is it important? It's important because this concept of 600,000, Vak, the bottom six, is connected to the Rosh, to the Gao, and to the Guf, to the body, so it can be in the middle. As he explains in Matan Torah and the Avot, that we are only connectors between the Creator and the rest of the created beings. And this requires a very small number. A chobot.
What does it mean that they kept all the mitzvot and there's the privilege for the fathers?
Because they kept the mitzvot, meaning the commandments, meaning they were constantly drawn to connection with the Creator, we can continue that connection between the Creator and the rest of the created beings. New York 4.
Do we reach the degree called 600,000 in B'nai Baruch or in the 10, or do we reach the degree called 600,000 by connecting to the public?
No, we should be connected between us, first of all, in the 10, as in the 10, and also connect from us to the Creator, and connect from us to the rest of humanity, and be a conduit, as he explains in Matan Torah and Yeravut, that the people of Israel is a pipeline, a conduit connecting.
What is that sin that one can do and bring the world to fall?
In an integral system where everyone is connected to each other, each one who performs either a sin or a commandment, meaning connection or separation, detachment, by this he affects everyone because of the hitkalelut, the inclusion of each one in everyone else. This situation that the friend was talking about, that he is like a seed, but he's responsible for everyone. This is possible only if we have a connection of love, that I love everyone.
Oh, so today we are responsible about one another. The system exists. That's why we are suffering for each and every one who, whether he keeps it or not, more or less, all the laws of the Elvut, of the general love. Period. From this, you can say whatever you want, but the system works in that way. What? Only what? We are treated in according to our development. As much as we develop more in our will to receive, in according to that, we feel ourselves that we suffer more.
Azerbaijan.
Azerbaijan.
Рав Бальсалам здесь перечисляет нам про отцов, Израиль и народ.
Рав Бальсалам counts the patriarchs of Israel and the nations of the world. And it puts a clear emphasis on the only active part in the structure being Israel. That can come to that tension, this component of 600,000. Something is missing here, which is the host that can only be in Israel, that activated, first of all. What should be the direction of the prayer?
That is where we need to be interconnected with all people in the world. To all the people in the world. That's it?
Перед распространением должна быть построена какая-то особая молитва.
Should there be a special prayer before dissemination?
I don't know about prayer. We're in a system. We're connected in a way that we have feel the Elvut, and with this Elvut, we influence the whole world.
Thank you. Can it be said that we should ask, like Abraham in Babylon, he offered, he suggested everyone to learn and collect, assemble the people of Israel. So in the end, we too should offer all 8 billion, the whole world, and assemble the right quantity of the current people of Israel and realize the purpose of creation.
Exactly, that is what we need to do. That's why there has to be dissemination in every direction without any limitations.
So, that means that before we seemingly offer each one in the world in some way to hear about it, we won't be able to realize the Elvut and receive the Torah. meaning the whole world has to hear about it. And in order to choose the closest point, and then we won't be, I don't know, 1,000, 5,000, maybe 50,000 have to assemble. Or maybe there's no meaning to the number and we can do it even now.
We need to leave the general connection towards the Creator. We don't know how to do it. We just need to disseminate. In what does the goal depend on our good future? What should we be drawn to? Everybody together, one connection. Why? Meaning to give them some, let's say, an article, an explanation that from it, it will be in a short but clear way understood for each and every one why we need to reach connection, what we attain with connection, and what, how do we continue? That's what we need to do, all in all. And upon these troubles, issues that everybody feels, so it's no problem. By that, we perform our role. You're right.
To make a little precision, it turns out that we have a limited time, because I heard from you that the desires are being lost and there won't be food, people will have nothing to enjoy. So we have to give them a new basis for pleasure or there'll be a total collapse.
As quick as we can, we need to speed up the correction. That's clear. Yeah.
Kiev 1.
Concerning what he writes here, that a person who truly wants to work for the sake of the Creator has to include all the created beings. Let's say I really want to serve the Creator. So what does it mean to connect all the souls to me?
Publish our agenda. Publish it. Advertise it. The correction, the process of correction, what we're doing, why, for what. Open it to the world, to everybody. Each one will feel it, will understand it according to his own degree.
Is the lack in our kli a lack of a desire to disseminate? Could be this a lack of faith?
The deficiency to disseminate isn't from lack of faith. Deficiency to disseminate is that I want to give contentment to the Creator. It comes from the source of all deficiencies. If I want to give contentment to the Creator, I have no other action to do but to bring more people to Him that He can bestow to them. That's His pleasure.
So Hisaron is something that is driving force behind dissemination, because if I don't feel like going and disseminating, I don't truly believe in the Creator. That's why I don't spread His name. Is the Hisaron a vehicle for the faith, or I am completely out of understanding here?
You need to bring the Creator a vessel He can fill. That's His pleasure. Do whatever you want. Whether you do it in the 10, that's the first time, right? That's the first action. What next? Afterwards. What other actions can you do? Do, please. But you have to bring Him a vessel that is connected, that is corrected, that is in a tendency to be filled with the Creator, to unite with the Creator, to reach dvikut with the Creator. What are you doing towards that? Ask yourself. and answer. And from that, you'll understand what else you need to do.
קטע מספר 12 מתוך
Excerpt number 12 from the prophecy of Baal HaSulam. After all these days, I listened attentively to all the promises and destinies I have been chosen for by the Creator. Yet I found in them neither satisfaction nor the words by which to speak to the dwellers of this world and lead them to God's will as He had told me. I could not stride among the people who are vain and slandering the Creator and His creation, while I was satiated and praising and walking merrily as though mocking those wretched ones. Matters have touched me to the bottom of my heart, and I resolved that, come what may, even if I descend from my sublime degree, I must make a heartfelt prayer to the Creator to grant me attainment and knowledge of the prophecy and wisdom and the words by which to help the forlorn people of the world, to raise them to the same degree of wisdom and pleasantness as mine.
You see what Baal HaSulam does. From his point of view, he's not calculating with anybody. He's even not taking into consideration the degree he was in. He's willing to lose it all just in order to have connection with the created being so he can explain to them. That's why we have to take an example from this. Now, whoever doesn't want to publish this, or he's embarrassed, he feels bad, who's going to read, what's going to happen, I can get beat up, so do it in a way, in a good, pleasant, intelligent, nice way. But do it. Otherwise, how do you bring people closer to the Creator? That you need to do this. You've received an awakening in order to bring the whole world to the Creator. That's why we have gotten an awakening. Are we doing it or not? I see most people want to say, I don't know, I don't understand, it's distant from me, I'm embarrassed. So you're not working. You are not working. Just understand that all of that work, that we want to connect everybody into one vessel, and that is the goal. In the end, it comes from advertising this, from dissemination. And if you don't want to, it seems that dissemination is something on the side there somewhere. We study, we connect between us. Dissemination is something on the side. So I'll tell you, it's not on the side. It's an obligation. It has to be the main thing. We are in the last generation. Niv next.
Excerpt number 13. From Maor Einayim Yitro, Jethro. It is known that the whole world, with all created beings, must receive their vitality from the Creator all the time and at any given moment. Therefore, it is appropriate and fitting for the righteous to be a medium between the Creator and the entire world to connect everything to Him.
As a passage, as a conduit, a pipeline.
To make a pathway and a track a passage for the abundance and vitality, and a pipeline to pour down to all created beings. He is the one who unites heaven and earth, who connects the whole world to the Creator, so they will not part from Him.
That's exactly our work. Meaning of each one of us. Each one.